You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I want to shift to a very different story about work now, one that I'm guessing is about some people's dream job. It's part of our occasional series, How to Be a Blank, and in honor of baseball season, it's How to Be an Umpire. And some basics. Yes, you need good eyesight. Yes, women can be major league umps too. And no, you can't have a favorite team. Now I'll hand it off to the expert.
My name is Rich Reeker. I am the Director of Umpire Development for Major League Baseball. I started with Little League in the St. Louis area, high school ball. My father had read an article in the paper that they needed umpires. I had done some officiating in the St. Louis area and went out and worked my first game when I was 11 years old in St. Louis. I guess it's been in my blood. I actually met my wife at an umpire meeting. She's the umpire. And she gave it up a few years afterwards, but I stuck with it and went to umpire school. I finished my college education in bits and pieces after that and worked in the minor leagues and went on to the major leagues. If you have good judgment, you're responsive to constructive criticism, and you can react well under pressure situations. You know, those are the basic fundamentals of umpiring. After that, there are two professional umpire schools that you have to go through. Those are the two gateways. And then the top students are selected to go into the minor leagues. Basically, you start with a rules session, and you have to get your nose in the rule book to show good rules knowledge. You're tested on those rules at both schools, and there's a tremendous amount of field work and ball and strike work in the batting cages. So the average day starts at about 8 a.m. and winds up around 6, where you go back, have dinner, and study. But after 5 weeks, the best candidates are sorted out, and the best prospects move on to the evaluation course. At the major league level, we scout at AAA. By the time they get to AAA, these candidates have been in the minor leagues for 6 or 7 years and generally have the skill set of handling pressure situations. We then look at them possibly for a fall league in Arizona, which is the next step for a AAA umpire. After the fall league candidates are vetted out, then we look at those umpires to possibly go to major league spring training. And after that, they fill in at the major league level for vacations and injuries. Our average hires in the major league, we hire maybe 2 or 3 per year. There are 76 full-time major league umpires. That average career is about 27 years at the big league level. It comes out to an average in the last 10 years, we've hired 30 people. The biggest difference between a major league umpire and a minor league umpire is that when a routine play becomes non-routine, the major league umpire can make the adjustment to try to see the play clearly. It's really handling the pressure. We know that that umpire has seen tens of thousands of pitches and thousands of plays and has the reps necessary to succeed at the major league level. You work home plate in the major leagues every fourth game. They rotate clockwise, so obviously an umpire would go from home plate to third base to second base to first and so on. So basically there's one kind of umpire that does many jobs. The starting salary at the major league level is over $100,000. And then it climbs up with annual increases to where you're making a very good living with very good benefits. You know, we like to say, you know, unfortunately one team loses every night. Fortunately, one team wins. And I'd like to think we as umpires try to win every night. The umpires are really a third team out there competing just as well. The goal of their successful competition is to have a game that was fairly officiated and as least amount as possible attention drawn to the umpires as you can have. So we like to go unnoticed, and sometimes that's not always possible, but when a situation does arise, we like to handle it as professionally as possible. I enjoyed every day out there, and it was a lot of fun. But getting that call in Chicago to say I was hired to the full-time staff, it's a phone call you never forget. You've attained an ultimate goal, and I think that's probably my biggest memory. It's a great career. You get to see the country. You get to meet a lot of neat people, and you're part of baseball, and I don't think you could ask for anything better than that.
Rich Reeker is the Director of Umpire Development for Major League Baseball, and that piece was produced by Eliza Mills. Got a job you've always wondered how to do? Let us know. Our email is weekend@marketplace.org.